The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,453, which is an increase of less than 2% in confirmed cases compared to Sunday night. 529 cases are in Ada County. Blaine County now reporting 458. Canyon County has 161. Kootenai County still has 45. And in southern Idaho, Twin Falls reporting 79, which is flat from Sunday night. Jerome is up 1, now reporting 30 cases. Lincoln is still at 15. Cajun County is up 1 at 9. Minidoka County is at 6. Gooding County is at 5. And still only 1 in Camas County. There have so far been 33 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 135 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. On that note, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation released new projection models last week that show Idaho will hit its coronavirus peak today. They predict that today the state will require 124 hospital beds and 24 ICU beds. The state of Idaho currently has a total of 1,817 beds and 151 ICU beds available. So, if this projection model is correct, at its peak, Idaho will only be utilizing around 20% of its resources. The projection model assumes full social distancing through the end of May 2020, and tomorrow, Governor Little will hold a press conference with local media to discuss plans for moving forward, as the 21-day stay-home order is set to expire tomorrow. And we here at Lee Family Broadcasting and Hot 100 FM have been granted access to the governor's teleconference, and we'll update you with what the governor has to say as soon as we hear it from him. Check your bank account. The feds began disbursement of the stimulus payments over the weekend, and according to one official from the Department of the Treasury, most eligible Americans will see their stimulus money by Wednesday. So if you selected to receive your refund via direct deposit last year, check your bank account. Paper checks will take longer to distribute, and Americans waiting for their payment in the mail could be waiting up to 20 weeks. Now, for those not required to file taxes in 2018 or 2019, the Treasury has established a website for those citizens to submit banking information. It's linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. And my apologies, I told you it was linked yesterday. I did not have it published where it was supposed to be. It's there now, I promise. As of today, no Idaho school districts have announced plans to reopen before the end of the school year. The Idaho Board of Education effectively closed schools until the fall semester, but said that individual districts may independently choose to open back up if education and health officials deem it safe to do so. As of today, no districts in southern Idaho have announced any such plans. PMT is offering 30 days of free internet to families within the PMT service area who have children in grades K through 12 and who do not have internet access during the school closures. This will ensure that our children in the Magic Valley can stay up to date on their learning. To sign up, call PMT at either 208-436-7151 or 208-878-7151. Idaho's May 19th primary election will not be delayed, but there will not be polling places this time around. The election will take place by mail exclusively. If you wish to vote, you must request an absentee ballot. To request one, I have the page where you request it linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. My wife and I received our ballots in the mail yesterday, and we only requested them a few days ago, so they're acting fast on those requests. Go request yours today and make your voice heard. And those deadline extension reminders for taxes, driver's licenses, vehicle registration, things like that, you have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes and until June 15th to file and pay your Idaho taxes. And if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. Send the info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, or you can email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep, everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.